stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Kim with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, ABC's Four Corners have obtained video of a man with an intellectual disability inside a caged unit in Brisbane's Forensic Disability Service. For the last 11 years, a man known as Adrian has been held in conditions described by the Queensland Ombudsman as unlawful and evidence of systematic abuse. Four Corners has found an estimated 700 forensic patients with disability and mental illness are being detained around Australia, many indefinitely. In a statement to the ABC, the Forensic Disability Service says its highest priority is the welfare of the community, its clients and staff. The Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service is facing increasing pressure as it attempts to claw back a $14 million budget blowout in just 12 months. The Health Service's 2022-23 annual report shows a $14.8 million deficit, an increase of $3.1 million in 12 months. The hospital wants to return to a balanced operating system by June 2024, however, this could have huge impacts on services. More than 400,000 people rely on the healthcare at the Sunshine Coast Hospital and is one of Queensland's fastest growing populations. In national news, in an Australian first, Google has been issued with a formal warning and X, formerly known as Twitter, has been handed a fine for their lack of transparency when it comes to protecting children from sexual exploitation on their platforms. The Australian eSafety Commission issued legal notices back in February this year, compelling the companies to detail how they detect and prevent the material, but neither responded adequately. Twitter has been handed a $610,000 fine for non-compliance, and the company has 28 days to pay the fine or choose to fight it.
The New South Wales government has quietly axed dozens of environmental roles in a move that critics are describing as a significant backward step. All community engagement staff in the Biodiversity, Conservation and Science Directorate, not funded by specific programs, will go, including at least seven Indigenous officers. The New South Wales Environment Minister, Penny Sharp, says the government had to make tough decisions after inheriting a record debt and $7 billion of unfunded programs.
In international news, over the weekend, New Zealand elected a new government. The National Party's Christopher Luxon, a Conservative first-term MP and former Air NZ chief executive, will be the country's 42nd Prime Minister. The leader of the outgoing Labour Party, Chris Hipkins, says the party needs to reflect and refresh after they appear to have only won 31 seats compared to 65 seats in 2020.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
Get ready for an unforgettable evening with three-time